Pleasure now to introduce one of our, I was going to say old presenters, but that may not be a good term, I think. One of our past presenters as part of our Roundabout's 40th birthday celebrations. And today we're talking with John Rawes. Welcome to Roundabout, John. Welcome back, I should say.
Thanks. It's a bit of a surreal experience, really.
That's really good to see you, and you're looking really well. That's also very positive, isn't it?
It is
indeed. Well, shall we have a bit of a chat about your reminiscences? When did you start with Roundabout, and how long were you part of the team?
Well, the last program I did was just over 2 years ago, almost two years and 2 days ago, and that was my last program, the 170 presentation I did, and prior to that, I was 7 years involved, so it must have been 2009 when I started.
Wow, that's quite a long time, isn't it? 170 programs.
Mm.
I've not counted mine.
You'll be up over the thousand these days.
And what actually attracted you to Roundabout in the first place?
Well, I picked up, like a lot of people do, by accident, heard this program and play music that I liked, and there was one day I'd been playing golf. It was a wet day and I was coming home early in the car. I turned the radio on, listened to a few songs, and they were asking for people to apply for presenters. So I was interviewed, accepted, trained as a compere initially, then later on as an operator, and gradually let loose on air.
Let loose. So your role, you obviously started off as a compere and then you turned to be an operator. Can you tell us a little about what that involved for you?
Well, it was actually you, Anne, and Kay and I, and Winston Kay did it together, and it was quite exciting at the start, wasn't it?
It was indeed when we were training.
We had our moments, and I'll refer to a couple of them a little later on.
So to be an operator, how long on average would it take you to put together a program?
Initially, it used to take me hours and hours and hours, but eventually you learn how to put it together much more quickly, but at least a day used to take me.
Yeah, that's one of the things that doesn't change. And one of the other things that doesn't change is disasters and highlights. I bet. What was your biggest disaster? Or maybe I should say, what was your best highlight, John?
Well, I think the highlight was on the last day when I worked with Winston. You came in, you were both said very kind things about me and made a nice presentation. I thought that was a lovely thing to do.
Oh, well, that's nice.
But as far as disasters, we all have a few minor ones, and the way you hide them is the real secret, isn't it? But I remember a small one on my part that I'd said to the compere, back-to-back, you back-announced the story in radio term is that I'm going to play two tracks without a break, and after it, please let the listeners know what we've played, the artist. Anyway, I played the first track, and the second track, when I hit the play button, didn't work, as so happens. And so I quickly said to the compere, back announce that last one very slowly. They'd switched the mic on, and by the time that she finished announcing, well, I'd actually removed the corrupt disc and got the new one in play, and with great relief I hit the play button, put my mic on and said, and now we'll listen to Doris Day playing Que Sera Sera, and we had Louis Armstrong singing A Kiss to Build a Dream On. So at the end of the song, I apologise for listener for Doris Day having a sore throat.
Yeah, they say it's not the mistakes you make, it's the way you get around them, isn't it?
But the real major one we had, I was working very early in the days with a crusty old gentleman who's sadly no longer with us, and he had 21 tracks on one CD and 12 tracks on the second CD. And you've only got a matter of a few minutes before you go on air, before you're prepared. So he put the first disc in, and then when he went to put the second disc in, it wasn't there because he'd left it at home. So he was a bit put out by that, and I said to him, don't worry, that's the last half hour of the program. I'll go out and get some CDs. But then when he put the second one in, it wouldn't play. So here we are. On that taste, he went into meltdown. And at that stage, we 2 hours of music to go, no music, and it made much of what I'd prepared redundant at the same time. So anyway, we pressed on, and we were about a track ahead of the game for the whole program. And I remember saying to him, well, what we'll do, because I went out three times and got in extra CDs, and when I came in, I said, what we'll do, you look at the put the disc on the air, give me the case, tell me the track you've played, and I'll back announce it. Well, he was so fussed around with all the other things on, he'd forget to hand it over to me. And so when we came to back announce, I didn't have anything, and I was waving him, I can't do it. And then when he had to do it himself, he couldn't find the case and forgot what the number was. So it was pretty rich at the time. But the whole of the 2 hours, it was very tense. And I kept saying, well, look, the drama's with us. Nobody else knows about it. It's only we that know about it.
It's not very good for your blood pressure, though, is it?
Exactly. And I had to make sure that the mic wasn't switched on as well, because there was some fairly colourful stuff coming on the other side of the... But anyway, at the end he said, all I want to do is go home. And I went round to the cafe closer, had a cup of coffee and sat there. I thought, you know, what have I got myself into?
Oh, that's like a nightmare, that one. Well, following on from that, what did you enjoy most about your time with Roundabout?
Oh, well, I think it was a real privilege to be working with a lot of nice people. It was wonderful to be able to select music of my choice, and the hope it would fit in with what the listeners enjoyed. And it was always lovely when people took the trouble to ring in and say, yes, they'd enjoyed it, because at that stage you knew you'd hit the button.
Yes, that's right. And obviously, arranging all the music, who were your favourite artists during your time?
Well, I had a lot of them.
Yeah. You know, amongst it's a hard question, that one.
Amongst the females, I put Joe Stafford, Kay Starr, Ella Fitzgerald, Timmy Euro, Joni James, Leanne Rimes, Catherine Jenkins. And amongst the male singers, I like Tony Martin, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Helmut Lotti, Nat King Cole, Al Martino, Elvis, Don Cornell. I like the Platters and the Maguire Sisters, the Modern Airs, the Four Knights, the Lennon Sisters, and Ben Light on the piano, Russ Conway on the piano, and jazz, Harlem Ramblers, Dutch Swing College Band, and Glenn Miller.
So, well, I'm glad you just didn't have one. I'm
glad so there was a whole range of things I used to enjoy.
And you've brought in a track for us. I hope it's only one, is it? Not a whole 20 artists on one track.
Well, I bought a compilation. I thought you might run a whole lot through it. No. What I did was
Is there a story behind the track you've chosen?
Well, my wife and I, and we'd be married 60 years on the 10th of January next, and in the 1950s we used to love dancing and the music of the time, and one of the songs that we really enjoyed was in the hit parades at that time called Twilight Time, sung by the Platters, and I've chosen this really to dedicate it to my wife.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, John. Well, we're going to play the track, but first of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for coming in and making the effort and sharing your reminiscences with us. It's always nice to know what's going on behind the scenes. People can just imagine now all the things that go wrong.
That's right.
Let's listen to John's track.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, it's twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous.
in that sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you, together at last at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In that sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. Untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you, together at last at twilight time.
And from the 1950s, we had the Platters singing Twilight Time.